Over the past several months, the Farm Rescue Foundation, along with more than a dozen Rugby area sponsors, partnered together to help farm and ranch families in crisis with the first ever Farm Rescue Foundation Grain Bin Raffle fundraiser. The drawing was held yesterday afternoon at Envision, along with a lunch provided by Ideal Seed. This is Farm Rescue Marketing Officer Dan Erdman.
We've helped around 100 people just in 50 to 100 mile radius of Rugby. So Farm Rescue's been very active over the years in this area, and we'll continue to be here to help when it's needed. Farm Rescue, I will say, is kind of an immediate thing. So injury, illness, or natural disaster, Farm Rescue will come in, plant hay, harvest, and then Farm Rescue Foundation is kind of a long-term help. So if someone happens to lose a limb in a farm accident, the foundation may come in and make sure that they can continue doing what they're doing, a tractor lift or a ramp of some sort to help them in the long haul.
This is Envision General Manager Steve Doctor.
I'm glad we can do something like this. Farm Rescue Foundation does so much through the Farm Rescue Plan to help families when they're in greatest need. It's good to be a part of. We had talked about something like this for a while, and Bill Gross was going through the area one time. He called me, and I think he probably got my name through some mutual friends who had benefited. He stopped, and we had dinner one night, just asked what could we possibly do as a fundraiser. And I said, everybody either has or could use a hopper bin on the farm, and if you've got some, it doesn't matter, you can always use another. You know, one thing I really like, I'm sitting here right now on our property, we're looking at this thing, but I look across the way and I get Heart of America Ag Services, you got Rugby Livestock, a lot of people, they're competitors in the area, but when it comes to helping out the farm families in need, we're not competitors, we're neighbors, and that's just the way it is.
Farm Rescue Program Director Carol Willinga says it's been a busy year.
So a lot of this early year was with Operation Haylift, we were still hauling hay out west through April. So we went right from that into spring planting and helped farmers in crisis throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, into Minnesota as well this year. And we are looking at haying right now up in the Carlsbad area. There's cases. So we just keep going, and then we're getting ready for harvest as well. We try to make it really easy to apply, because the last thing they need is more stress through an application process. So if they are injured or ill or have a natural disaster that hinders them from doing their own crop, they should call 701-252-2017 and we'll get them set up. Otherwise, they can go on our website, farmrescue.org, and click on apply. And that'll take them through an online application process, or they can print out an application and send it to us.
This is Kyle Nelson, who serves on the Farm Rescue Board of Directors.
Helping people at a point in life where they don't want to particularly be, and it's nice to be able to extend a hand and help out a little bit. The Win the Bin is actually an event sponsored by the Farm Rescue Foundation, and what that is a little bigger picture. That entity just helps on a little broader scale, so even after the fact, when the combines leave and the grain is harvested, this entity will come in and will help out with lifts, if there's been a long-term injury or a disability involved, that they will help with lifts and, you know, those types of purchases. I like to think of the Farm Rescue as basically the kind of the short-term tactical side of helping out, and the Farm Rescue Foundation is really comes in on the long-term help, long-term assistance.
And Todd Erickson with Farm Credit Services.
He helps out a lot of producers in our area, and we've seen a lot of the benefits that they've helped out with many people over the years, so we appreciate that. That's a great community for the agricultural community. We're just happy to be here and help out the farm people of Northwest North Dakota. We serve 17 counties in Northwest North Dakota, and the Farm Rescue Organization touches a lot of people in that area. We're proud to be a supporter.
When 1 o'clock rolled around, it was time to do the highly anticipated drawing for the 5,000 bushel hopper bin.
When Steve Doctor approached us, he had the vision of creating an avenue of goodness for this community to come together to help farm and ranch families. And you have. So thank you. Another group that came together to help with this raffle was the FFA chapters throughout North Dakota. Almost 24 groups helped sell raffle tickets, and the FFA chapter that sold the most tickets was the Rugby chapter. Again, we are so thankful to this community, our grain bin sponsors, and everyone who supported us by selling or buying raffle tickets. We value each and every one of you and look forward to this being an annual event. And now let's give away the grain bin. We have nearly 1,500 raffle ticket subs here.
The winner is from Ryder, North Dakota. Congratulations to Mickey Johannesson from Ryder, North Dakota.
And I do want to say something about the winner. She's actually the wife of a farmer that we helped this spring, who was in the ICU in Mayo for an extended period of time, Jamie Johansson. So I'm happy to give that to them.
Rugby broadcasters contacted the raffle winner, Nikki Johansson, and this is her reaction upon winning the 5,000 bushel hopper bin.
I was awfully surprised, and I just thought it was awesome. Oddly enough, when my husband and I purchased these tickets, he bought some and I bought some, and we kind of both looked at each other and said, you know what, we're going to win this. And so I guess there's power in a person's words. Stay positive and say positive things. I think the Farm Rescue Organization is just an absolute wonderful organization. They actually helped us feed this spring. My husband became very ill and was not able to do any spring's work, and so they seeded half of our crop for us this spring, and we were very, very grateful for them, and I can't say enough good for the Farm Rescue Organization. They're a true blessing to farmers in need.
Event sponsors included the Bremer Bank, Envision, Farm Credit Services, First International Bank and Trust, Gooseneck Implement, Heart of America Ag Services, Ideal Seed, Merchants Bank, McGuire's, North Central Ag, North Star Community Credit Union, Shill Construction, Rugby Livestock, and Rugby Broadcasters. Farm Rescue has assisted more than 550 farm and ranch families since 2006. For more information or to make a gift, visit farmrescuefoundation.org. For Rugby Broadcasters, I'm Bruce Allen.